Today we're going to talk about how Yidden feel in the time of Golos. What's the right perspective to have? It sometimes feels that we are getting closer, things are going right, and all of a sudden we feel that there's a distance, there's a helem v'hester. It always seems to be the pattern when Yidden are serving Hashem in Golos. There seems to be a step forward, and then there's a concealment, and a step forward, and a concealment. How are we supposed to understand what's happening to us in the time of Golos? So there's a very, very interesting mashal that the Baal Shem Tov brings in Keser Shem Tov. It's Ois Reish Lamed Zayin. And we are going to be discussing that mashal as well as a mashal that the Baal Shem Tov brings in Keser Shem Tov in Reish Yud Dalet. The first mashal he brings of a father that's trying to teach his son how to walk. What happens when you have a father, parent, is trying to teach their child how to walk? So what happens is, until now, for the first 2 years of the child's life, pretty much the parent has been holding this child, carrying him or her, wherever they go. You know, when they're younger, they're carrying them on their back, in the front, they have all these things in the hands. So, but now it's coming time for the child to learn how to walk on their own. So what happens? They put the child on the ground, and then the parent takes 2 steps back for the child to come. And the kid, you know, slowly, slowly falls forward, and they catch them. And slowly the kid learns how to walk a step or two. And then what happens next? The parent takes another step back. Now, the fact that the parent is taking the step back is not chas v'shalom to torture the child. Adirabe, it's trying to give the strength to the parent, to the child, that he should learn how to walk on his own. It's giving koyach to the child. So every step forward, so the parents take a step back. So the kid is complaining that his father doesn't like him. Varaya, every time I try to get close to him, he seems to move away from me. He seems to go a other direction. So it must be my father doesn't like me, doesn't want to spend time with me, doesn't want to be with me. The real truth is that the father is trying to give the child the biggest tool that he can have, the tool of how to walk on his own. For that to happen, it only has to seem that the father is moving away from the child. Because what would happen if the father would stay in the original place, so the child will do the first 2 steps and never move anywhere else because they already found the father? What keeps the child moving? What keeps the child heading in the right direction, learning how to walk on his own? The fact that the father keeps on moving back. And says the Baal Shem Tov, Vanimshul Muvan Me'elov. The Nimshul is self-understood. That the Eibishter wants that Yidin, the Avodas HaTzadikim, we should always go Mimadrego Madrego, through our own actions. So the Eibishter, so to speak, distances themselves from the child, from Bnei Yisrael, from Klal Yisrael. But the only point of that is that the child should take, that we should do our avoda, take the step forward in order to connect once again for the Eibishter. So if it ever seems in Golos that it seems to be that we're going somewhere, then it gets darker and you're wondering what's going on, it's the Eibishter telling you to take a step forward. I'm putting myself back so that you can take a step forward. Another interesting mashal that the Baal Shem Tov speaks about, how the difference of perception. Baal Shem Tov says a story like this. That there once was a king, and the king, all these mashalim have a story with a king, because we're mashal of the Eibishter. But this king had a son. Now this son wanted to build a house for himself. So he builds a palace out of twigs. Imagine the little bushes, the kid has the guards, he has the architects of the royal architects design a house out of twigs. Now a house out of twigs is not going to protect the sun. The house out of twigs is not really going to make the sun a better person. It's only going to eventually fall apart anyways. So comes along one of the king's ministers, he sees this house, this hut made out of twigs, and he smacks it down. The kid comes to the father and is screaming and screaming, and he wants that the father should take revenge and punish this cruel minister who ruined his house, who destroyed his house. Dervaila, the king is laughing. Why is the king laughing? Because in the eyes of the king, a house out of twigs is totally unbefitting for the crown prince. He's supposed to build him a palace out of stones, out of diamonds. But a house out of twigs, in other words, the king doesn't look at it as a loss for the child. The child is screaming and crying. It feels like it lost out so much. But for the king, who knows the truth, that's not a loss. And he can't even fake being upset. The kid is crying. He wants his father to say, "Really? Where's that guy? Let me kill that person." But the father is like, "Okay, not a bad idea." So he says like this, that sometimes we go through periods of tsar. Go through periods of, it hurts in Golos. And we cry out to Hashem that things are painful to us. But in reality, sometimes our cries out of pain is like that child crying that the minister broke his palace out of twigs. The father knows that we have much higher expectations for this son. Hashem has greater expectations of giving us greater things. And in our small-minded world, we went through a difficult period. We went through a tsar. We went through someone broke our house down, broke our place that we are comfortable. But in the truth, the king knows that the son is deserving and is befitting and will get a much larger home. And so to the Eibishter, sometimes when we cry out to him, it seems like Hashem is not answering us, that we're in pain, because Hashem has a larger home that he's working on building for us, the home of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Talking about the Avodah of Tzadikim, so I'll share with you a very geshmake mashal that the Baal Shem Tov says about the Avodah of Tzadikim in this world. And he stells it on a puzzling Gemara. Puzzling Maimer Chazal. The Gemara says in Krisos, and it's quoted a lot when we talk about Achdus Yisrael, Shekol Tfilo Shein Boi Mispalaz Poishe Yisrael Einoi Tfilo. We know that the word Sibur is Rosh HaTevet Tzadik Beinoni V'Rosha. That in order to have a proper Tzibur, you have to include all of Klal Yisrael. And Chazal say that a tefillah that doesn't have Poishe Yisrael, ain't a tefillah, it's not a tefillah. Frek the Baal Shem Tov, and it's muset on the Yud Aleph Samemoni Ketores, that one of the spices of the Ketores was the Chelbina, which on its own was a very foul-smelling incense. It wasn't a very geshmake spice. But in order to be the famous Bechad Katines Katarnadei, you want to connect with the Eibishter, the Avodas HaKtoides, which was from the greatest Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to have the Chelbana. So what happened? So let's say you're in a yeshiva, where every bocher is kulam mahuvim, kulam brurim, kulam geboidim, kulam gedoishim. And now it's coming time to daven mincha, and we don't have any rishoyim. So now our tefillah is nishkein tefillah. So what's pshat? You're supposed to go around the street looking, Rasha, Rasha, we need a center, we need a Rasha. You're a Rasha, good, come in, we're looking for the Shoyim in order to make our tefillah be neskabel. What's taich over here? So the Baal Shem Tov gives a mussel. And he says like this, if you have a wood, piece of wood, which is lach, which is wet, and you try to light that piece of wood on its own, it's not going to be able to light because there's certain moisture that's in the wood that won't be able to light. So what do? You surround that piece of wood by twigs which are dry, and when you light those twigs, automatically even the wet twig will be able to burn. So he says like this. Pshat is when a Rasha is davening with a tzaddik, the way it should be that the fire of the tzaddik should inspire the Rasha, like the dry twigs would bring fire to the wet twigs. And he says, what happens if you're davening in a minyan? You're a big tzaddik, you're a big bacher, and next to you is another bacher, but your tefillah is not being ma'oider the other yidin to daven. Your tefillah is not having that fire effect. So he says, kishein poilim zeh, if they're with you and you're not being poil, that their tefillah, that they should also daven, ain't tefillah something. It means your tefillah is not enough. Your tefillah is not a real tefillah. Because if your tefillah was on fire, then the person next to you, even if he's moist, even if he doesn't have it in his own to be inspired, would be inspired just by sitting next to you.